Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Georgiani. Jerry Usher will be back tomorrow. I really need your stories today because it is World Infertility Awareness Month. So the month of June is dedicated to talking about those that really and truly want to start a family and are finding it with some stumbling blocks in that area. And so it's important that we raise awareness of the technology that's out there and where we stand as Catholic Christians. And so we dedicated today this entire show with the title, Longing for Children. So if you have a story to share or you're right in the middle of it, okay, see, I'm going to learn and grow from this because I'm actually a grandmother. So I'm approaching those senior years and I'm excited about that. But I'm really interested in your stories. And so you don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you had the thoughts like the rest of us, so many of us when we were little, we thought about getting married and starting a family. And it just seemed so natural, right? Because we came from a family. So we're like, well, this is normal. There's a mom and a dad and kids. And then that happened. We got married and it wasn't as easy to have children. And we want to really share these stories. I know they can be very painful. And it can bring up a lot of wounds and a lot of memories, but so many have fantastic, miraculous outcomes. So please, would you share today? Matt Kabinsky's waiting to answer your call. Please give me, though, the short version of the journey you've been on, just so we can get as many calls as possible. You know how Take Two is very popular around the world. So please call in right now if you can share your story about longing for children and that journey that you went on and maybe are in the middle of, and you can share some of the details if it's not too painful. So here is the number, 833-288-3986, because it is World Infertility Awareness Month, the month of June. So it's very important that we use this wisely, this platform, so we can educate, inform, give some websites, to point Catholic Christians where to go, all sorts of things. If you have a miraculous story yourself about children being brought into this world, please share it now. Please share it now. It's very important. I cannot stress it enough. I was talking to a very dear friend this morning, and I was sharing with her that I'm concerned that people don't realize how the times we live and how important it is that we join together as Catholic Christians and really help one another as the body of Christ. It is truly essential right now. It's key. It's critical. We're in a crazy world right now, guys, and we got to stick together. Please. I see it. I see it from so clearly from where I sit. And I'm trying to get the message out there in my little corner of the world as best I can. And I just pray that if you're listening and you feel the nudge of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit asking you to call in and share your story, you will be helping other souls today. Remember, the demons want us to fall into despair. They hate us. They want us gone. They want us ruined. They want us away from God. So it's our job to bring people hope and joy and inspire them, enlighten them, inform them, catechize them, help them as the body of Christ. So if you have a story and you may think, well, my story is like everybody else's story. That's not true. That's absolutely not true. Your story is very unique and it's important. And this is the platform where the laity come together and you are the catechists. So if you sit this out, you think somebody else is going to make that call, it probably won't happen. Now, I have a lot to share. I've got a lot of websites, all sorts of things. And after the show, our wonderful producer, Charles Beery, will post on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page and also our website, take2show.com, some links to places that if you're the NAPRO Technology, you know, Pope Paul VI Institute, some websites, Charles, that we can point people to that they, if they have questions, they want to pursue this from a Catholic perspective. Very important. I love the Catholic way. Catholics, the Catholic Church gets it right. Holy Mother Church always gets it right. It's so amazing. So please pick up the phone, dial in. We had a couple that were on the lines that dropped off. Maybe they if you're getting, I heard that sometimes you get like maybe disconnected. Just call right back. Call right back, please. 833-288-3986. That is the number to call. Speaking of miracles, I just wanted to do a shout out to the fine folks that I'm going to see. Marty and I are going to see tonight in Phoenix at Mount Claret Retreat Center. And for Mass and Rosary, Legatus. I'm going to be speaking at Legatus, the Phoenix chapter, tonight. I'm super excited about that. So everybody who's part of the Phoenix chapter in Legatus, I'll be seeing you tonight. Looking forward to it. And I'm talking on miracles and Blessed Carlo Acutis and some interesting things that are transpiring in the world of Catholic media. So it's just going to be a great time. I love Legatus. I think they do a great job. And so thank you for inviting me. I'm looking forward to it. But that just made me think about miracles because everybody, you know, there's miracles all around us, folks. They're all around us, big, small. We just have to have our eyes open. You know, we just have to be ready and be in that clear mode of intention where we want to see those miracles. We want to witness those miracles. We want to be a part of the miracle. Believe, trust. It's all about trusting in God completely. And very important. One other thing, a little housekeeping note. I actually put the wrong ball cap on this morning. I put the St. Michael. Well, it's not the wrong one. It's actually a great one. The St. Michael one with Padre Pio, pray, hope, and don't worry on the back of the ball cap of my golf cap. But I actually was going to put on my St. Vincent de Paul golf cap because my husband and I called St. Vincent de Paul because we do our, you know, spring purging of everything that we want to give to people who are in need. And they were telling me that they need supplies. It's getting low. They need stuff. St. Vincent de Paul. So please keep them in mind, you know, when you're giving, you know, charitable giving, or maybe you can give of your time, your talent and your treasure. So it's important. We got to take care of each other. Okay, you hear the music. Charles is right on cue. We have full phone lines here on Take Two talking about longing for children. Dial in 833-288-3986. We're talking about longing for children today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Jerry will be back tomorrow. I just got a message from one of our Take Two family members saying they wanted to know if I work for St. Vincent de Paul because I'm constantly promoting it. No, I actually told St. Vincent de Paul, I love St. Vincent de Paul. My mother did as well. I think they do fabulous work in our communities. And I always said that I promised that if I had a platform once a month, at least I would just share that they are in our neighborhoods and they really need our help. They just do fine work. I've seen the results of it. And so I love St. Vincent de Paul. Plus I love the great saint, St. Vincent de Paul. So there you go. Okay. Someone called it Anne. I think Anne was up first, I believe. Okay. Anne just dropped off from Kansas. Anne, call back. I was just going to go to you. With the phone line is open for you right now. Please call back if you can, dial in 833-288-3986. I believe it was Anne from Kansas. I hope so. I was just starting to go to you. But let me share this and give her about 20 seconds to call back. Kids Faith Adventures. Get your children and grandchildren together because class is in session. EWTN Kids Faith Adventures features a variety of faith-filled television programs for children of all ages, including Cat Chat, The Friar, Children's Rosary, and so much more. Visit EWTN.com/kids for more of these great programs, Kids Faith Adventures. I love it. Okay, please, if you dropped off and you have something to say, I know some are making comments to Matt, and then in hopes that I can just weave it into the discussion. I'd really love to speak with you because Jerry is off today, so I really would love to go back and forth so we can kind of flesh out some of these topics and so we can learn and grow together. So if you can call back, I would appreciate it. 833-288-3986. Okay, so I covered, and Charles Beery is going to post some links and website addresses if you wanted to look at the Catholic method, Catholic approach. That's wonderful. And I will go to the phones and then we'll wait for maybe Ann from Kansas to call back. But in the meantime, we'll go to Amanda in Illinois on Sirius XM 130. Hey, Amanda, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
My main thing was I wanted to make sure that, you know, everybody got to hear about NAPRO technology. And you mentioned that, so that's awesome. But, so pretty much for us, you know, we had no issues having our daughter, Eleanor. And really, mine is more secondary. So it was after having her, mm-hmm. It was almost like my body exploded. Mm-hmm. And pretty much for almost 4 years, she's four now, I had been like the hemorrhaging woman from the Bible, literally I would be bleeding all of the time. And so pretty much, you know, every doctor that I went to, like every like regular OB, since I'm so young and I'm only in my 20s, you know, they just kind of wanted to like write it off and just like put me on the pill and, you know, manage it that way. Obviously I didn't like that answer religiously, but also just even taking that away too, it's like, you know, that's not really an answer. Obviously there's something wrong. And so finally, just in February, I had a surgery with Dr. Gavin Putoff in Creve Coeur, Missouri. He's like St. Louis area. And he is phenomenal. He's a NAPRO surgeon. And, ever since February, I have had normal cycles and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to have another child, sometime in the future here. But, you know, the main thing is I really just wanted to call and make sure that, you know, people know that there are options out there, that are not IVF or just birth control and come back when you want to get pregnant. So that was my main reason for calling.
That's beautiful, Amanda. And I put you in the book. We're going to be praying for your beautiful family to God willing to expand and to grow. And I love that. That is wonderful. And you talked about NAPRO technology, and that's why we're going to post the site, Pope Paul the Sixth Institute and other websites that folks can check out. But one thing I wanted to ask you, as you were going through all this, or as you are, you know, continue to process through this whole entire journey, where is your faith? Can you share about how your faith has grown, maybe with your, you know, your husband? Share some of the details from the faith perspective.
Well, over the past 4 years, I would say our faith has grown a lot. My husband actually joined the church not this past Easter, but the one before.
Wow.
It has definitely grown, and I've leaned on it a lot, I mm-hmm. would say. And I trust God's will, you know. Mm-hmm. We're very blessed with our daughter, and, you know, she's so social. Sometimes I think, oh my goodness, like, you built her to not be an only child. Like, she's so social. She wants to sit mm-hmm. by other kids at church, but it's like, you know, I trust God's will, and, you know, maybe she'll be an only child, maybe she won't. And even if I think that she was built to have siblings, she might not be, you know, like maybe she's very social for another reason. You know, maybe they'll give her a leadership personality for her future, and, you know, who knows what God will do.
Right, right. Well, here's why I love your story. See, and that's why I could tell by the way you were talking that there had to have been some growth spurts in the faith area. And when you just said your husband came into the church last year, I was like, wow, that is awesome. So it goes back to what I was sharing at the beginning when we introduced the topic. This idea that it's all about aligning ourselves with God's will. It's all about trusting in God. I mean, that's what we are called to do as Christians. That's what our role is here in order to attain holiness, attain sainthood. That's what the saints did, right? It's the journey. It's and what we can learn and grow and how we can get closer to God. So through all of this, you know, yes, if I may say, I don't want to put words in your mouth. So you tell me if I'm on the right path. I just want to make sure for our listeners. You were going through a difficult time. You had your daughter, right? And then this, and then all this happened, and you're like, wow, now what's going on, right? What's going on? But through it all, there was a tremendous faith that kind of went into action. And that's why I think sometimes, would you agree with this, Amanda, that we are hit with all these stumbling blocks or these roadblocks or whatever you want to call them? Because it's to get us stronger and closer to God.
Oh, definitely. For sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. We've seen that in other areas of our life too, you know? So right. For sure, I agree.
Well, and that's why, and I thought it was wonderful how you said, you know, your daughter is so social and she loves to be around and she was just made for, you know, siblings and stuff like that. But then you added, but, you know, maybe she's, you know, destined for something else that God wants her to do. Hey, maybe she's going to be the first, you know, woman president. I mean, we don't know, right? And so she'll be around a lot of people. But the interesting thing is I think that sometimes when we struggle or something doesn't feel right or go right for us the way we had imagined or envisioned it for our lives, it's this I want what I want attitude. That's what the world tells us, right, Amanda? I want what I want. I'm going to get it. I'm going to do it no matter what. I'm going to, you know, go to science, do this, you know, go to labs, whatever I'm going to do to try to make this happen because I want it. But it's really about us letting go of that and really going bigger. It's not, sometimes I think I know the world gets it backwards. It's if we let go and give it to God, people think, oh, you just gave up. No, we actually, it went bigger. And that's why I think, Amanda, the sky's the limit with God. And so if we do it God's way and we do it and we trust in God, I just believe God has a much bigger plan than we ever could have imagined. What do you say to that? Final comments?
For sure. Yes, definitely. Definitely. Okay. And if you look back, you know, mm-hmm. you might be able to see where he's worked in those areas, you know?
So, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So beautiful. Well, many blessings to you. If you feel comfortable, if you want to give us your husband's first name, I put you in the prayer book. So we'll be praying round the clock.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. His name is Peter.
Oh, wow. Cool. The Rock. I love that. So Amanda, call us back when you have that, like, you know, fifth, sixth or seventh, eighth child. Okay.
Okay. Will do.
You got to go big with God, right?
Yes, thank you.
I love it. Oh, thanks, Amanda. Thanks for getting us started. You are precious. See, that's the way to do it, folks. We've got to bring these big stories to the world. You can do it with your story. Please share it. And maybe you went through a different method, and now you realize that you really should have, went the Catholic way or possibly have looked into it prior to. But see, this is why God is a God of mercy and forgiveness and understanding, and He's amazing. He's an amazing God. So let's do this together. Every which way we cover these topics, the good, the bad, the ugly, all the different angles. Okay. We turn that glass a quarter turn each time we have a conversation and we get a full picture. It just blossoms into this beautiful understanding that we can walk away a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God. I've said that for 9 years almost, and it's going to be 9 years. Oh my goodness. It's going to be 9 years in 3 days. 9 years of Take Two because of the Take Two family in 3 days. June 15th. Wow. Our 9-year anniversary. You guys are amazing. I love the Take Two family. Here's the number, 833-288-3986. Let's hear what Mike has to say in Rochester, New York on EWTN.com. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the program.
Hi. How are you doing?
I am great. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
So the story is more about my niece, but I need to preface it that my mother had a great devotion to the Blessed Mother, and it was always said that my mother had a hotline to heaven because whatever she prayed for, she always got. So my niece, who was trying to have children, who was also a devoted Catholic, had had several miscarriages. So my mother was on her deathbed, and my niece was up there. And my mother said, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask the Blessed Mother for you to have a child. So shortly after my mother passed, mm-hmm. my niece conceived and had her first child.
Right. All right. That doesn't surprise me, Mike. Does it surprise you, really? Come on.
No, it doesn't. But I just thought it was great.
Yeah. Yeah, your mother had a hotline to heaven. She had that phone right to the Blessed Mother because she was devoted to the Blessed Mother. We all, as Catholics, all Christians should be devoted to the Blessed Mother. She's our spiritual mother. Your mother had that. She carried that right into eternal life. You know, it just, amazing. That was probably the first thing she did is she went to the Blessed Mother and asked for your niece to be able to conceive a child, and that was beautiful. May I ask, by any chance, did your niece somehow add Mary to the little girl's name?
I'm not sure.
Okay. It's just so interesting. Maybe I don't know if I don't know how old she is now, but it would be wonderful for confirmation or something of that nature. You know, I've heard this said many times, Mike. Whenever heaven responds, we need to respond back. And so that's why when saints respond in during intercession, when we ask for them to intercede, that's why you'll see a statue be placed of the saint in a prominent place or a mention or some kind of, you know, you pass it on. But you just passed it on right now that the Blessed Mother was instrumental in your family and your niece's life. And I think that is beautiful. May I have your mother's first name?
Catherine.
Catherine, with a C or a K?
C.
C, okay. And she passed what year?
January of 2020.
2020, okay. So she never saw COVID, huh?
Nope, right before COVID. And she was just short of her 89th birthday. And, you know, usually when somebody older passes away, that not many people show up. But we had waiting lines outside the... In fact, we had to have the showing in the fire hall. Mm-hmm. And then at the funeral, the church was just packed.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask your mom for a couple prayers. I need, it's very interesting that I don't think there's any accident to this call, Mike. You see how the heaven is working. This is pretty incredible. I'm just curious, your mother's birthday, the day. I'm sorry.
14th, February 14th.
She was born on Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Wow. You know, it's so funny. Funny, ironic. As you were speaking, all I could see was love. She must have just been just a bunch of love, wasn't she?
You know, she had 12 children.
Wow. Okay, I totally love your mother. That is amazing. Mike, thank you so much for sharing your story about your precious mothers. See, folks, this is how the good Lord is using the radio airwaves. This is incredible. Mike, you're awesome. Thank you for adding to this discussion today. This is huge, you guys. Trust in heaven. Trust in God. Put your faith in God. Really go by what God, how God has set it up, and really trust it with all of your heart and being. That's what I would love to get passed on to the whole world today. Why? Because I'm trying to practice it myself. And so it's just something that we all should do. 833-288-3986. Longing for children. Could you share your story with us today? We need to hear it. And I'll be right back. Longing for Children is the topic today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Jerry will be back tomorrow. Okay, I got to share this with you just because it's really cool. Saint Gaspar Bertone is the saint of the day today. Please look him up. It was in the 1800s. He was a priest. Well, he's a priest forever, but he was a Catholic priest, and he had the stigmata. Very interesting. So, Saint Gaspar, please pray for all of us in this wonderful discussion we're having today. We've got Matt Kubinski and Charles posting all the websites and local websites where you can find NAPRO technology and resources and places to go as a Catholic and doing it the Catholic way, which we all should be practicing our Catholicism in the fullness of Catholicism. We should really kind of be done with the cafeteria Catholic mentality where we pick and choose what we want to believe in. It's time that we are authentically Catholic, and so let's do it. And that's why we're having discussions like this today during the month of June for World Infertility Awareness Month. Let's go to the phones. We do have a couple open phone lines. You guys are making comments and going on with your day, but I really would love to speak with you. We still have plenty of time. So 833-288-3986. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Please make that call. We're a very friendly platform here. Lois in South Dakota on Real Presence Radio. You're up next. Welcome. Hi, Lois.
Hello?
Yes, Lois. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. Well, I called in because I experienced a lot of challenges coming into motherhood. And after going through numerous miscarriages over several years, I just came to a point where I just fell on my knees and prayed and asked God to just, if it wasn't his will, to take that desire from me. Because it was just so painful, you know, going through so many miscarriages and not knowing why. And then when the doctors thought they had found out why, we were given the option of looking at fertility treatment and different things like that we weren't sure about, going that route. And I started doing that. I had my last miscarriage in the beginning of February of 97. And that spring, I just started gardening and praying while I gardened and talking to God, and that was when I just felt like, you know, Lord, just take this desire from me. Mm-hmm. If it's not your will, show me what the plan is for me. As we went into the summer, we were going through all the steps and watching for signs of pregnancy, because it was very critical. The doctor said that if I did fall pregnant, to start hormone therapy, try to support the pregnancy as much as we could and hope for the best, but they really needed me to be careful, you know, right away with the pregnancy. So in August, it was the weekend that Mother Teresa had passed. I remember there was a huge portrait of her in the vestibule of the church. I hadn't yet joined the Catholic Church. My husband was Catholic, and I had started taking RCIA classes, but I always felt pregnant and ended up in the hospital. I could never complete the classes because of that. Mm-hmm. But I did later. As we sat there in a very crowded church, they had seating out in the entry, so Mother Teresa's picture was right in front of me. My OBGYN, who was also Catholic and had shared his faith with me after the last miscarriage and talking about different options, he came in, and we just locked eyes, and I just felt this call to just pray. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't know the rosary, but I just started praying what I knew of the rosary, and I sat there in front of Mother Teresa's picture. Wow. and spoke to Mother Mary and just pleaded, you know, if it's God's will, help me to have a successful pregnancy, you know, if it's God's will. And if it's not, guide me. What should I do? What's his plan? And I went through the whole Mass just praying. I really didn't listen or pay attention to the readings or anything. I just prayed the entire time. And we went home, and I continued monitoring like the doctors had told me. And that week I had an appointment with that doctor where they were going to start the process for fertility treatment, if that was the route we decided to take. And the day before the appointment, I noticed a change in like the temperature and some different things they told me to watch for. So I took a home test. It was positive. I called the clinic right away, got in within an hour and had it confirmed there, started progesterone, which they thought would possibly prevent another miscarriage. And they were just shocked that, you know, I had been there the week before, not pregnant, hormone levels were off, everything was off. Everything was good when I saw the doctor that first week. I was probably three, they said, very, very, very early, like very early. It's the blood test. They couldn't believe it. There were complications. It wasn't an easy pregnancy. We were on the prayer list at numerous churches, and that baby turned 26 years old this year, and she has such a strong faith. She's been through her own struggles, but we're planning her wedding.
You're planning her wedding. Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, it's just, you know, when I think back to that moment out in my garden where I was just so, you know, I feel for, you know, young women who are going through that, because it's just, you know, you can hear my voice. I still go back to that emotion of, you know, like,
sure,
what is your plan, Lord, you know, and asking Blessed Mary to just pray for me. You know, show me the way. What should I do?
Right.
What's God's plan? And then through that pregnancy and we had a surprise. We had another baby 18 months later.
Oh, my goodness. Boy or girl?
Boy.
Boy. Oh, and, right. So you got a girl and a boy.
Born okay. Early. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I was older, so it was a high-risk pregnancy just because of my history. But, again, every time there was a stress or a concern, I just went back to that prayer that I prayed in that church and in my garden. And every day, what I had started during one of my last miscarriage pregnancies, every day that I carried the baby,
mm-hmm.
I thanked God
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
for that life.
Yeah. Yeah.
For that day that I had them
right.
with me.
But wouldn't you agree, Lois, like the previous callers and some of the comments that are coming in on social media, it's all about trust in the Lord.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's, I guess, I've had situations. I feel like sometimes when we go through those difficult times, God guides us to a place where we can take our experience and be there for someone else.
Yeah.
And that's some advice that I have been in a situation to give other young moms who are experiencing pregnancy loss and struggles like that, so much like I did. And I'm able to say, you know, when they'll say, I'm just hanging on, I don't know how much longer I can hang on, you know, mm-hmm. hope. And I usually say, you know, stop, just let go and let God catch you and he'll carry you.
Yeah. Free fall into his arms. Absolutely. Absolutely. Lois, this is why you need two people to do this show in Jerry's off today, but because I was just holding back the tears with you, I could picture, you know, you in the garden and talking and in front of the at the place with Mother Teresa, the picture, and then you weren't even fully initiated into the church yet, and yet you had that beautiful willingness to completely trust God. I mean, that is amazing. You were given those graces ahead of time. So I'm assuming that after your daughter was born, you came into the church, right?
I did. I came in before she took communion. You know, nice. That was real important to me. And I was raised Protestant. My dad was a deacon in an Orthodox Presbyterian church. So I had a lot of faith in my childhood and my life. And, of course, my parents were praying right along with us for God's will. You know, that was what I was always taught was, it's not always my will, but it's God's will. You know, thy will be done.
Right. Right.
And learning to accept that, you grow stronger in your faith. And sometimes what God leads us to is better than we could have hoped for.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Are you still close to Mother Teresa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel connected there. Mm-hmm. We almost named our daughter Teresa, but we had another family name.
Sure. Well, Lois, I've got to tell you your beautiful story coming from your heart and you remembering and sharing with all of us. I just believe it. I'm positive. I'm going to say it. I'm positive it has helped people today listening that needed to hear that you were in that position. You had gone through the tough times, all the feelings, all the thoughts, everything that goes along with it. And then you went to the Lord and thank goodness your parents, you know, gave you that foundation of strong faith. And you went to the Lord, gave it to the Lord, surrendered, gave it over to the Lord, free-falled into his arms. And now going to be celebrating your daughter's wedding. Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, their dad and I talked at our son's college graduation. You know, we just stood there, and it was just a moment. You know, it was like, wow. Mm-hmm. You know, all the dreams and hopes that we'd had for the babies that we lost, there's always a little bit of a, you know, what could have been.
Right.
But having been at the point of thinking we'd never experience parenthood, and seeing our kids go through difficult times, seeing us go through really, you know, tragic, hard times as well, you know, but, it was just such a moment of peace, you know, that we both had, seeing that and seeing them come into adulthood. And now as a mom of children who are young adults, being able to visit with them about faith and God and sharing some of my experience, but also listening to them talk about their faith is just such a, such a blessing. I've always felt that, especially with my daughter, I always felt like Mother Teresa and the Blessed Mother were just really watching over her from day. Mm-hmm. You know, and she's always talked about that, even as a little girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Powerful. Amazing story, Lois. I put your whole family in the book. We love wedding pictures, so we'll be celebrating with you. Thank you so very much for sharing your story today. Amazing. Mary Beth, don't go anywhere in Florida. I'm counting on you. I will get to you, I promise. But Anne from Kansas, who was going to be first today, called back from Catholic Radio Network. So Anne, please welcome to the program.
Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Anne.
Oh, it's so nice to talk to you. Yeah, we tried to have a start family for 4.5 years. Now we're blessed with 4 wonderful children and 9 grandchildren. And it just kind of breaks my heart when I hear such stories about how they're aborting babies. Mm-hmm. When people can't have children their own. So I will let you go. I'm kind of on the road, and I'll let other people talk. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Anne. Thank you for calling back. I really appreciate it. And so we your input on that. Absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, people are longing for children, and some people feel the need to let go of those children way too early. And that's unfortunate because it could bring a blessing to others. And so this is, you know, God has a way of making things well for everyone if we would just trust in Him. Mary Beth, I'm getting to you in just 10 seconds. Register Radio Saturday afternoon, 4 p.m. Eastern, Saturday afternoon. Don't forget. Saturday afternoon, 4 p.m. Yes. Jeanette DiMello and Matthew Bunsen shine the truth of the gospel on the events of the day. So please check it out, folks. I just wanted to get that in, squeeze that in real quickly. Now, Mary Beth, you get our virtual patience award today. You're amazing. And I'm going to send it to Florida. You're listening on the EWTN app. Tell me how to pronounce your city.
Punta Gorda.
Punta Gorda. Love it.
P-U-N-T-A.
Got it.
Southwest Florida, and it's right on the water.
Beautiful. Okay, Mary Beth, take it away.
Okay, real quick. Let's see. I guess, first of all, could please people pray for me? Being here for 2 months, and I did get rid of my husband for a little bit, which is good, so I'm home alone. And I'm making phone calls and just reaching, you know, I listen to EWTN for like 4 hours in the morning, and then I'm making some phone calls that are inspired from the programs I hear. And today was one. I'm going to call my niece. So if I could have prayers. So Mary Beth is going to speak with Alexandra. I've known her forever since she was a baby and very smart girl. But I'm just going to call her and just call to listen. And that's what I'll tell her right at the beginning. But she is on Facebook and she says a lot of really very pro-choice. Very, very. And so I just want to listen. I'm going to learn a lot. Mm-hmm. And if I keep my attitude that way, I think it'll be good. I have no desire to try and change her mind, you know, but I'd like to know what those thoughts are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is she open for discussions like that, Mary Beth?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
She'll be happy. She'll, you know what? To be honest, she'll be happy to inform me. And, you know, I mean, she's gonna, and I can see that. I mean, she has been exposed to things that I know nothing of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good for me to hear that. I know my position. There is no way it would change. However, you know, just to gather that information, I don't think that's the wrong thing. I think it could be helpful to understand.
Yeah.
And then my confirmation saint was Saint Francis. And boy, I picked the right one. I only picked him because he didn't have a scary story that I saw in the book. He had animals. But, you know, first seek to understand. Boy, mm-hmm. I do that every day and it really helped.
Well, you know, you make a really good point because we can't just, you know, preach and we can't just teach unless we're going to have those discussions, right? Because people have to be receptive. They have to be open to wanting to talk and then you build that trust through the conversations. When you know a person's come from, you can build on that. If we just come out of the gate, just kind of, you know, hitting them over the head with a Bible or something of that nature, it usually doesn't work. As a matter of fact, it produces the exact opposite. Makes them run even you know further away. So, Mary Beth, I think it's brilliant. You know, keep those the conversation going, the phone lines open, stay connected, because that's when you can journey together and grow together and learn, and you'll be in that right position when Alexandra's ready. She'll hopefully come to you for that great Catholic advice, you know, when she needs it most. So I love that, Mary Beth. Way to go.
Thank you. I like what you said right at the end, because I have to make sure at the end of the call that I let her know, hey, if there's ever a time you want to talk to me and ask me questions, I'm an open book too. I appreciate you being so open. She'll be open. I know she'll be very open. She's a wonderful person. It's just a, you know, this it's a different world. And then, by the way, I got to put a shout out to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. That is still my go-to guy. You know, we're told to mm-hmm. pray to him for mm-hmm. the next right thing to say or do. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to. I did. And he is quick and he is not vague.
So I encourage everybody to try that. I really didn't want to do that at first. I had to, like, make myself. But by doing so, I found those two things out quick, not vague. And that's great because you could be having a conversation and just say, oh, man, Holy Spirit, help me. Mm-hmm. Well, he knows me, and he does help really quick.
Right. You're so right. Father Larry Richards talks about it all the time. We don't lean on the third person of the Trinity enough. I totally agree. Mary Beth, we're going to be praying for that conversation, so keep us posted. And I want to thank you so very much for sticking around for this entire show and weighing in. Beautiful contribution to this topic today. I'm going to move to John in Lansing, Michigan on Sirius XM 130, which will be our final call for today. I wanted to give John ample time. So, John, take it away.
I'm going to make it quick.
Oh, you got time, John. Take your time.
Oh, okay. My wife and I were married for almost 12 years, and for 12 years, an incredible desire to be parents. My wife was the classic little girl that grew up with baby dolls and wanted to be a mother. I come from a large Irish Catholic family. I'm the youngest, so I had nieces and nephews running everywhere all the time, and our desire when we got married was to have a family. And my lesson when we talk about the way God put our family together is that do not be surprised on how God will fulfill the desires of your heart.
Do I hear some emotion there, John?
Yep.
Can you share with us how God's plan is so much better than our own?
Yep. Sure. Is that after 10 years of medical journeys and options and different ways that the world will provide a child, because our desire is so massive that we're basically sometimes put aside our core beliefs and say yes to some medical procedures that don't really line up with our faith and the core values of our faith. But what always lines up with God's core value is trusting Him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one day in a medical office of being presented options, and if you just write a check, we can do this, and if you just write a check, we can do that. Well, my wife and I looked at each other, and just she started to tear up, and I teared up, and we basically excused ourselves from this pregnancy surgeon's office and just left and walked out and went down into the parking deck in our truck and started praying together that, God, this is yours. We can't take it anymore. We can't handle it anymore. Our direction, we need wisdom. We need guidance. It's yours. You take it from here. We don't feel good about the options that were presented to us all these years. And very clearly, the Holy Spirit just spoke to me and said, do you want an Isaac or an Ishmael? And we all know the story of Abraham and Sarah, but basically, do you want to do it man's way or do you want to do it my way? And my wife and I both just said, we want to do it your way. We want an Isaac. We don't want man-made. We want God-made. And through that time, a whole new chapter was turned, and our hearts were conditioned, and the Holy Spirit just started speaking to us in ways that we never understood. And the bottom line is that we've adopted our family.
Wow.
And we've adopted kids there was a time in that child's life when that mother was contemplating abortion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And through a series of events and how incredible God is, He will provide you. He will give you the desires of your heart. And that's mm-hmm. exactly what he did. And our family didn't come the way all our friends and families and family members, the way that God put their families together. He put ours together so unique and so different. It's absolutely incredible, and that's my talk to people is just hang on and dig your heels in at the foot of the cross.
Mm-hmm. And be open to God's plan. Yeah. How many children, John? How many children adopted?
Well, right now we have two beautiful children, but we have, in that process, we've had over a half a dozen kids in our home.
Wow.
But there were different plans, but you know, to summarize it is that God, when you trust in Him and just draw close to Him, He sees your obedience and He sees your heart, and He'll use it. And we're just so grateful and thankful every day. I look at these incredible children and the birthdays and the Christmases and the holidays and the first communions and the confirmations are just, it just seems like I have a double amount of joy mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. those times because we were obedient.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And he is our provider.
Amen. John, you hear the music. You are awesome. Perfect call to end this discussion, this episode today. You are amazing. Keep telling your story, John. The world needs to hear it. Oh, wow. The Take Two family. You guys are amazing. Thank you to all the affiliates that carry this show. You are doing such a great service and giving a gift to so many. We need this platform as the lay faithful. So thank you. Thank you to the show team, Charles, Ace, Matt. You guys are awesome. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about boredom. Have you ever been bored with life? And believe me, that boredom is filled with things that aren't so good. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow when Jerry's back. St. Gaspar, the saint of the day, please pray for us. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.